Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
Everyday actions help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and 98.7 ESPN New York. All right, Rick, I'm going to give you kind of a choose-your-own-adventure question here. We can take
adventures.
A couple calls. We can go through the list of the top players in the history of the NBA that ESPN.com put out, or we can hear from some Adrian Wojnarowski sound.
I think we should go calls. I want us to, can we start calls, please?
Okay, yeah. Well, that's why I asked you the question.
Yeah, let's go. I'm into adventures. I've watched Jumanji like probably 50 times over the last couple weeks.
I know you're a big fan of the most recent Jumanji.
The worst. Yeah, the worst.
Let's go to Tom in Levittown. Tom, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, hi. You guys keep talking about, and I agree with you on this, that the owners can recoup all this money. So why don't they devise a plan where, say it's 30% or 40%, they feel the players are going to, the owners lose out because of no gate, no concessions, all that. Put that money in a fund, give the owners, say, three years, four years, and almost like a pension that the players can recoup that money when they retire. So this way, everybody becomes whole. Because if the owners are going to make it back either when they sell their team or 3 or 4 years down the road, as long as fans are coming back, everybody can be whole and they can play.
I get what you're saying. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, what you're talking about probably in, I mean, it's kind of what we do in the NHL with escrow, where, you know, they calculate, you know, what the loss at the end of the season could be, and they keep a certain percentage, and they recalculate, you know, how much money was made, and then we get a percentage back. That's how the NHL does it. I mean, I've heard someone mention maybe, you know, the players decide they want to defer some money, and then, I mean, I'm not sure if the owners would want to do that either. And again, I don't know if this is going to be a perfect solution, but I think the owners will push to try to get the best possible deal when they start this thing back up.
Let's go to Matt in Hoboken. Matt, you're next up on 98.7.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, Matt?
I'm having a blast. My fiance just found out she's COVID free. She works at an MS clinic in New York. So we're very happy about that.
Did she have COVID and now she's COVID free?
She came down with a fever, 99 plus Friday and Monday, but she is clean. Good to go.
Good.
And
happy
she's also
it.
A recently converted fan. She 9:55 every day.
Really?
Are my friends on?
Really? That's very nice.
Well,
so she's a fan. What led her to fall in love with the show?
Because I blast it in the kitchen every day.
So it's just continued. So you just did it with continually listening to the show and just eventually, like Stockholm Syndrome, she's like, all right, when are they on?
Pretty much. But you know what floored her? When Chris was saying, well, my girl, we're going to watch the show. I got Last Dance. I got The Fight. And she goes, oh, I love this. Ooh, this is good. So, great. And she's got me plunging toilets. So, thanks, Rick.
My pleasure, my man. It's in your best interest. It'll pay off, I promise.
Yeah, but you know what I got out of it? Glass in my hand. How did she
Pink
get
eye?
Glass in the toilet? No idea.
Why was there glass in the toilet?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't understand. You say she has you plunging toilets. You're obviously stuffing them full of toilet paper.
Something else once a month. So, anyway.
Not supposed to put those down the toilet.
Listen, you guys got to talk about that more than. I don't know if that's what the fans want, but she needs to know.
Well, I don't think we need to do a segment on it. I just said you're not supposed to put those down the toilet.
So anyway, Andy always kills it with the question. So I'm constantly looking people up. I'm furious. Carlos Delgado, no Hall of Fame, no consideration. Didn't even make one ballot chance. How do we sit here? 473 home runs, 400 plus doubles, and we can't even get a sniff. I don't understand that. Why does he have to wait 25 years for the Veterans Committee to push him through? I doubt it.
Yeah, he was never really thought. I mean, when you think Carlos Delgado, and this is always the litmus test for me, do you ever think, like, Hall of Famer? Like, a terrific player, had some great years.
He was in the cusp.
I'm a huge Yankee fan like Rick and Chris, but I
no, time out.
Well, he's playing you, Rick. This is what he's doing.
I'm a huge Mets fan. Stop with this Yankees garbage. He's on the cusp. Carlos Delgado was a really good player. That's what happens. You fall off the ballot, and then you're going to have to wait.
Thanks for the call, Matt. But do you when I say Carlos Delgado, do you think got to get into the Hall?
No, I thought he was a great player. I didn't look at him as a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
You look at his numbers; they're pretty unbelievable, though. 473 home runs, almost 500 doubles.
I think he's one of those players you can make a case either way for. And I mean, we've had guys that we've questioned about potentially going into the Hall of Fame. I know the thought that a guy could be a compiler always comes up, but I mean, it's one of those things that, yeah, if you're on a ballot and you don't get voted in, eventually you do fall off and you have to wait on the Veterans Committee. That's just how it works. But I mean, it is the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Very Good. So I could understand if a guy like Delgado didn't make it in. But again, I think you can make a case that he does belong in there.
And here's something that really plays against him. 2 appearances in the All-Star game. That's it. His entire career, he was an All-Star twice.
Yeah, I think he was one of the ones, too. I mean, you could look at him in his home run totals and say he was probably one of the ones that was hurt by the whole steroid era because of, you know what I mean, how many home runs everyone was hitting.
He had 57 doubles in 2000. 57
Dude, he had a sweet swing, bro.
Beautiful.
Carlos still got out a sweet swing.
Beautiful swing. All right,
you ready? Let me ask you a question right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a quick one. Top of your head.
Okay.
Most beautiful swing in the history of baseball.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Yep.
I answered that correctly.
That's his logo, Rick. His swing is his logo.
Here's the question for you.
How many times playing stickball? Well, you might be too old. Hat backwards, playing stickball like Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh. I used to love playing stickball.
That was my favorite game. Playing stickball was by far my favorite game.
I used to love playing stickball.
Anything for bases, too. We'd have trees. Like, there'd be a tree for, like, first base would be a tree. And you could peg the tree and that would be an out. Oh, the good old days.
Loved it. All right, so here's a question for you. Second most beautiful swing. Let's assume that we look at Griffey as number one. Second most beautiful swing.
Second most beautiful swing. Yeah. That's a great question. I'm always looking at the left side of the plate is you know a prettier swing than the right side of the plate.
I never Bonds had a beautiful swing though.
No, it was short. Choked up on a bat. Effective. I mean, it was an effective swing.
Oh, obviously.
Not the most beautiful swing. That's a good question.
Yeah.
You don't know. Manny Ramirez had a really nice swing. I don't know. Who are you thinking?
I don't know. For me, there isn't even a number two. It's clearly Griffey, and then I don't know.
I look at Griffey swinging a bat like I look at Freddie Couples swinging a golf club. Like, watching Freddie Couples swing a golf club is, effortless. Beautiful.
That beautiful, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Freddie Couples is ridiculous, dude.
Strawberry had a nice swing.
Yeah, Strawberry had a nice swing. Usually lefties, though. Don't you feel like it always feels more lefty than righty?
Will Clark had a nice swing.
Mm-hmm.
Another lefty. You're right. Yeah, because I don't know, something pretty about the lefty swing.
Yeah.
George Brett had a nice swing.
Yeah. Another lefty.
Yeah, another lefty. Yeah.
See?
You know who had a beautiful swing? Although I don't think he's revered in the sport of baseball. Rafael Palmeiro.
He did have a really nice swing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a great guy. Not a great guy.
I tend to agree with that. All right, 800-919-3776. So I'm hoping that you guys have avoided the article on ESPN.com. The top, they ranked from 74, but now it's 10 to 1. The top 10 players in the history of the NBA. Have you guys peeked at this, or is this, honestly, you haven't looked at it?
I can honestly say I have not.
Chris?
I would bet a large sum of money that Chris has already seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Right. All right. So here we go. Top 10. Rick, why don't you? All I'm going to say is if you go Lakers Celtics, you're going to have a good chance of getting somebody right. Where would you like to start? Top 10.
Let's start with, you want to start at 10? You want to start? Let's start with 10. We'll make our way down.
Okay. You want to take a guess at it? You want me to throw it out to you? How do you want to do it?
So let me see.
He's a Laker. 10.
He's a Laker.
He's a Laker. Big man. Large man.
Huge. Shaq.
Shaq. Shaq, number 10. Number 9, also a Laker, has been in the news inordinate amount of time in
Kobe.
2020.
Yeah, Kobe.
Kobe is number 9. So the Laker theme continues. Number 8, quiet, unheralded greatness.
Big or small? Big?
Big.
Let's go with the big fundamental, Timmy Duncan.
That would be correct. Tim Duncan checks in at number 8. Now, Chris, if you have an issue with any of these, you stop us and we'll take some time to dissect it. Number 7 from Indiana. One of the great shooters in the history of the game. And when I say Indiana, I don't mean his professional team.
Where he went to college? I mean, that's got to be...
He did work as a professional in Indiana, though.
Right, but not
that's
as a
true.
Player.
Yeah.
Coach. I'm going to go Larry Bird.
That is correct.
Well, Dave, I've got a problem, though, with the list already.
Okay.
I feel like Kobe Bryant should be ahead of Tim Duncan.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I feel like Kobe Bryant was more dynamic. I think he's more influential to the way the game is played now. I just think that Kobe Bryant, in terms of what he represented in the sport and what he accomplished in terms of individual and team accolades, I think that he belongs in front of Tim Duncan.
I got to tell you, I think Kobe Bryant at 9 is a little bit high. Or I don't know, high or low.
Low. I think you'd say low.
You mean low. Low.
Okay, so yeah, I think he could be more towards number 1.
Yes, I would agree with that.
There's guys that we're going to get to moving forward that I think Kobe Bryant was a better player than.
Yes.
And again, this is no knock on anybody. We're not knocking Tim Duncan, but yes, I would agree with you.
Yeah. So I think what hurts Kobe a little bit when you start, because I probably agree with you, was that on those teams with Shaq, Shaq was clearly the more dominant player.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm not.
I'm just saying, if you want to make it, I agree with you guys.
But if you're
going to
give me Larry Bird at 7, Larry Bird checks in at 7, right?
Yep.
So you, I mean, look at the team that Larry Bird had. He had Hall of Famers surrounding him on those teams.
Yes.
But he was the guy was won the MVP in 3 straight seasons, man. And plus, he's wearing those shorts. I mean, can you imagine playing in those shorts? How restrictive?
If he had some
where do you
to
put?
Breathe?
Here's the real question. Watching The Last Dance, especially early on in the documentary. Watching some of these, you know, these early games. Where do you put your stuff in those shorts? I don't get it. I mean, I'm surprised. Well, I don't know where you put everything.
I don't have the answer for that.
Doesn't seem like it should fit in those things.
Well, he made it work.
This is a league in general. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't have more wardrobe malfunctions.
Well, fortunately, they didn't. Larry
touch
Bird.
And go.
Larry
it's
Bird.
Like the picture I have. It's like the picture of my dad I have in my gym with his
the cross
country. Come on, man.
His running shorts.
He was just out there, huh?
Oh, just hanging out.
Just loving every minute of it. All right, so how about this? Larry Bird. Larry Bird averaged 24 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, and almost 2 steals per game in his NBA career. How about those numbers, huh?
Yeah, and if it wasn't for his back, too. I mean, he was in bad shape, dude.
Really, really
like,
bad. Remember
real
he used
bad
to have
shape.
To lie on the floor on a towel?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the dream team. He barely played. He was all
yeah,
man. I mean, I went to the – I actually –
couldn't.
I went to the doctor when I was dealing with my pelvic stress fractures my freshman year at BU. I actually went to the doctor that was responsible for keeping him on the court, and I mean he would tell stories like how bad it actually was, and like how impressive it was that he could actually still play without.
There's nothing like back pain. There's nothing like back pain.
Can you imagine that running and jumping, like running up and down a court, jumping around the way he played, diving after balls and everything else?
No, I couldn't imagine that.
No, back pain is second to none. It really is. All right, number 6, infamous on the court and off the court. A dominant figure.
Not infamous, legendary.
Legendary.
I think that's the word you're looking for, legendary.
Just did wonderful things.
Oh, okay, yeah. You got to go with, I don't even know if it's physically possible what he was doing on the court and especially off the court. I'm going to go with Big Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, that is correct. Wilt. The Stilt Chamberlain averaged, listen to this, 30 points. Guess how many rebounds he averaged in the course of his career?
had to be over 20.
Mm-hmm. 23 rebounds a game on average.
Yep.
On average.
Crazy.
I mean, he averaged 50 points per game one season.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
And it comes as no surprise that the game he scored 100 was against, of course, the Knicks, right?
No, not a surprise at all.
No, of course it had to be. All right, number five, you know him by his nickname. You don't even need to know his real first name.
Magic.
Yeah, Magic. Number five, averaged 20 points, 7 rebounds, 11 assists a game in his NBA career.
Where would you rank that?
Assists.
Where would you rank that as one of the best nicknames of all time? Magic's going to be at the top. I mean, that has to be close to the top of the list, if not at the top.
Yes.
We could find. I don't want to steal what Don does, so I need clearance from you guys. But I could find the great nicknames in the history of sports, and we could get into that.
Homework assignment. I'm all for it. Just be who you are. You're a hack. I mean, you want to be Hack Sparrow? Just be who you are.
No, then I don't like the idea at all. No, I need clearance from you. You're like runway control. Until you say go ahead with it, I won't do it.
Speaking of runway control, you see that plane landed on somebody?
Yeah, in Austin.
Yeah. Oh,
craziness.
I don't think he was in his right mind, though.
No, that's just your time. You have a plane just lands on you.
He hopped
much.
A fence to walk onto the runway.
That's the part.
Yeah.
Clearly, it wasn't in the right mind.
That's a good point. You make it.
There's an update of a story that we have to get into. I'm so bothered by it. I don't know if you saw this. So bothered by it on so many levels.
What's that?
Well, I'd like to save it for later, but it's about the 5-year-old who took the car.
Okay, okay. Save
all
it.
Right, we'll
save
get it. Into it. Yep.
He's being paraded around like a hero right
no,
now.
No, don't waste
it. That's all I'm saying. I'm teasing
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you. Good tease. We'll incorporate that into an observation. You can be a part of an observation today.
Oh, update. Yes, finally. All right, yes. Number four, if I say the greatest winner of all time, I think you could potentially go with this guy.
That's got to be Bill Russell.
Bill Russell won 11 titles in 13 years, checks in at number four, averaged 15 points and 23 rebounds a game in his NBA career, entirely with the Celtics from 56 to 69.
And I got a problem with this one, Dave. And this is not to disrespect Bill Russell and what he meant to that Celtics dynasty that we saw in the 60s and 70s, but I will say this. Like, I just feel like in terms of Magic Johnson's impact on the game, the emergence of the point forward and seeing a guy his size being able to handle the ball the way that he did, Showtime Lakers, I just feel like that had more impact on the game than what we saw with Bill Russell's career.
So you would go.
I would put Magic Johnson at four, because when you start talking about the top four, that's the Mount Rushmore of the sport. And to me, I feel like Magic Johnson belongs on there more so than Bill Russell.
See, I kind of disagree.
Okay.
I would have, I mean, Bill Russell, and I think Bill Russell is hurt in these kind of lists because people don't remember him, right? He retired 50-plus years ago now. So I don't have an issue with Bill Russell number four. Rick, where do you stand on Bill Russell as number four?
I could probably go either way. I could make a good case either way. I mean, Bill Russell has to be in the conversation for how much he won. I mean, it has to be. I mean, 11 championships in what, 13? Was it 11
right.
championships in 13 years?
Anyone in college, anyone in the NBA, 11 and 13.
And what would, I mean, he won multiple MVPs. What was it? It had, I mean.
Five.
Five MVPs.
Five MVPs.
But, I mean, again, how many teams are we talking about him playing against?
Yeah, but, I mean,
it
you can only do what you can.
League.
Yeah, that's fine, but you can only do what you can do. You know what I mean?
Sure,
like, it's not,
I get what
you
you're
can't
saying.
Hold it. You can't hold it against them, but I could see why. Listen,
there's no right or wrong.
It's
a fun debate. It's a fun discussion. Nobody's going to get, you know, beat up for this. Number three, the greatest scorer in the history of the game.
Kareem.
Yeah. Kareem and his legendary skyhook, number three. Averaged 25 points, 11 rebounds a game. And those numbers probably would have been significantly more, but he played till the very end. Like, he really hung on for quite a while at the end.
Did.
Now, why wouldn't you?
He did.
Play as long as they'll pay to play, buddy.
Exactly.
He was great, though. He was great here in New York. He was great at UCLA. He was great with Milwaukee. He was great with the Lakers.
I was going to ask you that, Dave. Is he the best college basketball player ever?
He could be. Bill Walton could be.
He was more dominant than Walton at UCLA, wasn't he?
Well, if you look at Walton's numbers, though, they were unbelievable.
Have you seen Pistol Pete's numbers in college?
Yeah, but he never even went to the tournament.
I know, but his numbers were ridiculous, dude.
Ridiculous. Because he had to.
Yeah, but it's a team sport, man. I mean, you can't argue how good he was.
I'm not arguing.
We always come
that.
Back to winning. But that's the thing, though. I mean, we're talking about team sports. We always come back to how many championships.
It matters. It matters.
It does matter.
All right, number two, I think, is pretty easy.
We haven't even mentioned him. It's got to be LeBron, right?
LeBron, yeah, number two.
Self-proclaimed king.
You say that, man, but I mean, this dude had all kinds of hype coming out of high school and actually lived up to and, dare I say, exceeded it. I mean, people.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People were talking about this could be the next Michael Jordan, and he's on that level.
Yeah, to have that hype coming out of high school, I mean, where his games were shown nationally, and to have had this kind of a career it's unbelievable. Whether he's two or one or three, he's had a sensational NBA career.
See, that's the interesting thing. He's almost LeBron James is almost a victim of his own greatness because he's 6'9", 270. He can do every single thing that you ask him to do. Like, he could effectively play every single position. But it just feels like by nature, like it's in his DNA. Remember that awesome LeBron James commercial when he walks into church and he's just dishing out assists all over the place? Like, his mindset is that of a point guard. Like, if he just solely, like, he played point guard a lot this season, mm-hmm. primarily this season.
Didn't he lead the NBA in assists this season?
Yeah. If that's just what he did, he'd be the greatest point guard in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
I think LeBron James is like one of those basketball savants. Like, you have these prodigies that are just great, whether it's a composer or whether it's a dancer or golfer, whatever it is. LeBron James, in terms of basketball IQ, I mean, there are very few players that have ever played the game that are even close to that level. And so I'm with you, Rick. I think he's one of those guys that's obsessed with making the right basketball play in every situation. And sometimes that takes a little bit of shine off of his greatness.
And he's such an athletic genius. It's really unbelievable.
If LeBron James wanted to go out there and average 30 points a game or more, he could.
100%.
He could do it.
I think if he wanted to average 35, he could. I think if he wanted to average 13 rebounds, he could. I mean, he'd lead the league in assists. I think whatever he set his mind to do and focused on, unequivocally, he could do it. 100%.
Yeah. Yes.
And then number one, I think we all know, we've watched him every Sunday night for 2 hours the last 4 weeks, is?
It's got to be Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yep. And says the greatest player of all time. Jordan led the Bulls to 6 NBA championships, winning 6 finals MVP awards and 5 regular season MVP honors, while becoming a global icon on and off the floor. Jordan's brilliance on both ends of the court defined a generation of basketball and set a new standard for players following in his footsteps. His game transcended the sport, which I think is 100% true. So here's my question for you on nicknames now. Does it have to be a nickname that replaces their given first name? Or could it be like is the mailman a great nickname?
No, the mailman's a great nickname. I mean, you got that. You got Ovi the Great Eight. I mean, Gretzky's got to be on there. He's the great one. That's
right.
I mean,
The answer.
They actually called me the question because I don't get into that story. Mario.
All right, so I'm going to compile a list here.
Okay, you're going to make a list.
I'm going to steal what Don does.
The Daily Dave.
I think ours is just it flows.
Okay, like
he asked a question. Is that the greatest nickname we've ever had, Magic Johnson? And we'll see if in fact it is, or if there's something better out there. 800-919-3776. And the Giants' new head coach Joe Judge was on Golic and Wingo this morning. We'll hear from him coming up as well, right here on 98.7 ESPN. This is what we do here, have done some work, some recognizance, really, Rick, and found a list of the top nicknames in sports history. You can both tell me whether anything moves the needle more than Magic Johnson. You ready?
In all reality, though, I mean, that nickname probably would have been more suited for Wilt Chamberlain.
Magic?
Magic Johnson. No, the whole name. Mythical. Actually, he could be Mythical Johnson.
Mythical Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
guess he could be. Not sure where to go with this. All right.
Just keep it pushing, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. Just
there
move forward.
Go.
Okay. So I don't want to give you the name. I want to say the player, and then you say the name, because if you don't know it right off the bat, then it's not worthy of even being in consideration. George Herman Ruth.
The Babe.
Right.
It's the Babe.
The Babe. That's got to be up there, no?
Yeah. I mean, is Babe Ruth not one of the most iconic sports figures in all of sports?
Well, I'm saying, does that trump, and you tell me, does that trump Magic?
No.
No. Okay.
No, not from a nickname standpoint, no.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe?
Yeah. That's good.
That's pretty damn
good. Yeah.
That's
pretty
a good, good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Ty Cobb. No, the Georgia Peach.
Okay.
Not Magic worthy.
Not great. Not Magic.
Not what I'm thinking
Magic
about worthy. When I hear
not,
Georgia
not
Peach.
Not Magic worthy.
Yeah.
Willie Mays. What did you say?
You know I'm not lying. You know I'm not lying.
No truer words have been spoken, my friend. No truer words have been spoken. Who we at now?
Willie Mays. The Say Hey Kid.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good.
That is really good.
You might not even know the player, but I think you'll know the nickname, number six here. Elroy Hirsch. Was Crazy Legs.
That's another good one.
Right?
I do like
this
Crazy
This is a great
legs.
One.
Give me one.
Joe Jackson.
Shoeless Joe?
Shoeless Joe.
Yeah.
Like if I said to you Joe Jackson, you might not know exactly what I'm talking about. Unless it's
Yeah,
unless
I think
you
about Michael Jackson's dad.
Right? But if I say Shoeless Joe, Shoeless Joe, you know exactly what we're talking about. This one might be the best. I don't know. They're all very good. Some of them are very good. Julius Erving.
It's good Magic. Doctor.
Oh, the good doctor. Yeah. Sorry. Excuse me.
Dr. J.
Mm-hmm. Dr. J.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good one, too.
That is a good one. Lou Gehrig, a nickname we just talked about last week.
The Iron Horse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
And then let's see if there's any. The Galloping Ghost for Red Grange. The Yankee Clipper for Joe DiMaggio. Wilt the Stilt for Wilt Chamberlain.
Hitman. They also call him the Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper, yes.
Yep.
The Splendid
where are the hockey
Splinter
nicknames?
For Ted Williams. What? Where's what?
Can we get some hockey nicknames? What are we doing here?
Yeah, this list doesn't have.
I mean, Gretzky's
any
the great one. What's better than that?
The top hockey nickname, in fact, is not Wayne Gretzky. Do you care to take a guess who the top hockey nickname is on this list? Great.
Is
nickname.
It? I know it's. Tell me who it is.
Maurice Richard.
Rocket. The Rocket. The Rocket. Richard. Yeah, that's a good
how
one.
Great is that? Now, wasn't his son, which is great, the Pocket Rocket?
The Pocket Rocket. Yeah,
that's a great nickname. So. The Pocket
okay.
Rocket. Okay. So,
that could be a great giveaway.
The Iceman for George Gervin was a good one.
That's cold. That's cold.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And then you get to, like, these are not in the same class. The Bus for Jerome Bettis. Pistol Pete Maravich is good, though.
What about Primetime?
For Dion?
Yeah.
That's a good nickname.
Yeah, come on now.
You know what else is a good one? Clyde.
Clyde the Glide?
Well, no, Clyde Frazier, I was thinking.
Oh, Walt Clyde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you even think of him more of as Clyde than Walt.
Yes, you do.
Or here's another one. Great golfer. Has a big event coming up in a couple weeks.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I bet you if you ask, do you think more people know that it's Irvin? Or Tiger's first name?
I would.
I'd say Irvin.
Irvin, right?
I'd say more people know that it's Irvin Magic. Yeah, I would say not as many people know Tiger's actual name.
Yeah,
which is
I would agree with that.
Eldrick. So what do we think? We think Magic stands the test or no?
Magic is good. I mean, Air Jordan's pretty nasty. I do like the Iceman, too. That's nice.
The Iceman is a great nickname.
I like the great one.
I mean Walter
great
Payton was damn good, too, now,
Sweetness.
Guys.
Sweetness?
Come on, man. Sweetness.
These are some terrific nicknames. Right?
That'd have
all
right, a great
let's go
nickname.
To, people want to talk. People want to talk to us. Let's go to a couple calls here. Kevin in Montclair. Kevin, you're on 98.7.
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
What's up, Kevin?
Nothing. I'll be quick because I'm working. I got two things. First off, on the sweet swings, I'm young, so I don't know how none of you mentioned A-Rod. And then I was going to say Tony Gwynn also had a swing.
Tony Gwynn, I'll give you.
Tony Gwynn, no question.
Tony Gwynn had a beautiful swing.
Yeah, but A-Rod's swing was so, I mean, it's almost like it was like he purposely went out of his way to make sure it was perfect. Like, whatever, like even how he ran to first base.
Hey, crazy boy.
Didn't feel effortless, right?
No, I felt like it's scripted. Like, even when he swung and missed, it's like, you know, perfectly swing the bat. I didn't like it.
And then go ahead. I got one that you guys forgot about. You got the reason, Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, the reason,
that's a good
yes.
one. Yeah, spelled REI, like the candy.
Like the candy?
Like the chocolate candy.
It's a delicious little candy.
Oh, that is delicious, isn't it? I could eat a whole bag of those things.
I was talking to my kids yesterday. I said, you know, I could eat this entire box of Oreo cookies right now. They're like, no, Dad, you couldn't do it. I said, oh, trust me, I could the entire box.
You should have ate it. I mean, they tested you. You should have just made a stand.
I can't. I'm going into shock. I can't eat a whole box of Oreo cookies.
You'd be surprised.
I'd gain 3.5 pounds.
No, stop. It's a quarantine. Who cares? It's the time to do it.
I care because I'm not coming back like Fat Dave again. It's not happening.
You got months before we see you. Months. You got plenty of time.
I can get back to 220 and back to 198 without you ever having known it happened.
Listen, you could roller coaster as much as you want, baby.
Oh, boy. All right, let's go to Tom in Jersey. Tommy, you're on 98.7.
What's up, buddy? Long-time listener. Hey, what about international, like Nigerian Nightmare, Christian Okoye?
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's pretty solid, right?
Yep, pretty solid.
Very good one. Terrifically.
Right, that's pretty much all I got.
a lot of tweets rolling in. Here's a good one. The human highlight film for Dominique Wilkins.
That's a good one.
Rick Cujo. Great nickname.
Yeah, I used to love Cujo, dude. I'm telling you. Everything about him, his mask was awesome. He was the one guy I told you when I was like, I made a point to go stretch by the red line where he was stretching. And I was like a fan, like asking him questions.
You ever see that movie Cujo, by the way? Terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying. So I hate dogs. You know that.
Terrifying movie.
Dogs, dolphins. What else you got on the list?
Yeah. Any animal. Is there an animal that you're comfortable with?
Who don't like cats. Turtles. I had a pet turtle, Tortuga. Love that turtle. I had a hamster. I used to walk the hamster. I got a leash. I used to walk the hamster on a leash. I liked him.
You walk your hamster on a leash?
I like turtles. Oh, yeah.
Hamster leash.
I like that kid. Here's another good one, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. What about Michael Irvin, the playmaker?
That is a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Let's go to Frank and Comac. Frank, you're on 98.7.
I was wondering what you guys thought of either Coco Crisp or B.J. Upton.
Coco Crisp. I got to be honest. I don't even know what his real name is.
I do like the Cookie Crisp. I'll say that. Delicious.
No wonder they changed it to Coco. His name was Cavelli.
If we're going Coco's, I prefer Coco Beware, if I'm being honest.
Coco Beware.
I used to love him.
Well, his nickname was also?
Who, Coco Beware?
Yeah, the Birdman, wasn't he?
Yeah, he used to come in with the parrot.
Yeah.
He was awesome. I used to love him.
Yeah.
Superfly. I used to love Jimmy Superfly.
Superfly, Jimmy Snuka.
Oh. Every nickname in wrestling is
Ricky the Dragon.
Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Yeah, the Macho Man.
The Macho Man. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
The Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Goes on, yeah.
Oh, man. That was great.
There's a million.
My mother's basement is filled with those old action figure, the wrestling action figures. I had the ring, all of it.
But I loved it, though, man. Saturday morning, that's what I look forward to.
I did also.
Wrestling on Saturday morning, man.
Every kid loved it. Jesse the Body Ventura.
More dynamic tag team. The Legion of Doom or Earl Thomas and his brother.
You know, I had the hopes that you were going to go British Bulldogs there, but I didn't realize that was the direction you were going to go in.
The Bushwhackers? How about the Bushwhackers?
Bushwhackers. That was a good one, yep.
The Rougeau brothers?
You don't remember the Rougeau brothers, the Bushwhackers?
The fabulous Rougeau brothers?
No, they weren't my favorites.
A little before your time?
I like Rick the Model Martel.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Perfect. Brett the Hitman Hart was my favorite.
Paul Orndorff was Mr. Perfect, or he was Mr. Wonderful?
I think he was Mr. Wonderful. I used to love Brett the Hitman Hart, too.
Yep. Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ravishing Rick Rude. Yep. Shawn Michaels. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah, that was a good one. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Roddy Piper.
Yes.
The Road Warriors.
Yes.
I used to love the Road Warriors.
Do you still watch wrestling? Are you still involved in wrestling?
I am. Not as much as I used to be. Like, I mean, I'll go in and out. Like, I'm not Ron Hainsey involved.
Yeah,
where he's like,
it's just not. It's not the same as when I was a kid. You know what I mean?
No. It was so good when we were kids, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. It was
like Hainsey's so wrapped. Like, Hainsey used to, like, I mean, during our off time at the U.S. program, like, he'd make me go outside in the backyard in his trampoline and, like, suplex him, DDT him. I almost broke his neck one time. He made me pile drive him, and I almost snapped his neck. I was like, I shouldn't be doing this. He's like, no, you're fine.
Do it. Pile drived.
He did. He's nuts.
He's nuts.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He almost got kicked out of school because he'd randomly walk down the halls and he'd stone cold stun people just for no reason. It's out of his mind.
So he's a little off.
Oh, man.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. His nickname was D-Bird. He hates it. Hates it. D-Bird.
D-Bird?
Yeah, Dirty Bird. Because he's just dirty. Not clean.
Let's go rapid fire. Another nickname that was thrown my way on the Twitter, Mr. October, is one of the great nicknames of all time.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah, there's no arguing that, Dave.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Some great ones. The King for Henrik Lundqvist.
Yeah, see, now you're just trolling. Okay.
How am I trolling?
I'll bite. Good nickname.
You don't. So because you're an Islander, you can't appreciate a great Rangers nickname?
No, I mean, listen.
It's a little deeper than that, though, isn't it?
No, I mean, we're going to go King. I mean, currently the King is LeBron James.
Okay. Well, you can have the same nickname now.
Yeah, but it's almost like who wore it better. I mean, I think that LeBron James probably wears it better. And plus, he needs the crown. With that hairdo, he needs the crown.
All right, let's go banging through these calls. Rapid fire. Aaron in the car, you're up. Go.
Hey, what about the refrigerator?
Yeah, that's a great nickname.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Really good one.
Still bothers me. Thanks for the call, Aaron. Still bothers me he got the touchdown in the Super Bowl over Walter Payton.
Yeah, they ain't do Walter Payton right. And shame on Mike Ditka for that.
That was
he was wrong.
Nick in Queens, you're up next, Nick, on 98.7.
Righty, I got two. The toy cannon and the human eraser.
The toy cannon?
Jimmy Wynn.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to be the most popular of nicknames. Human eraser, Marvin Webster, of course. Christian in Tom's River. Christian, you're next up on 98.7.
The Admiral, David Robinson.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yep. The Glove, Gary Payton.
Mm-hmm. Great one.
Calvin Johnson's was pretty good.
Megatron?
Megatron, yeah.
So many.
Another Detroit Lion forced to retire in his prime.
Yeah.
Because they had beaten the life out of him.
Of course, who can forget the great LT nickname? What a nickname.
Come on,
simple.
Man. Do initials count, though?
Of course.
No. Initials don't count as a nickname.
Come no.
On, man. Now you're just getting lazy.
No.
Come on.
They're not lazy.
Yeah.
I'm the impetus behind this brilliant segment.
No, you are, and I give you credit, but LT is not. I mean, as great as he was, maybe you can make the argument the greatest football player of all, he's not. I mean, LT is not a great nickname.
So. No.
It's not?
No.
No.
Come on.
See, I'm so jaded. I just think everything with him is great.
What about Satchel Paige, Dave?
What was his nickname?
No, his name is Leroy Paige.
Oh. Yeah, then I guess so.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You know it's a good nickname when you're not even familiar with his actual first name.
He said, what's his nickname?
Yeah.
That is his nickname.
Yes. Yes, I would agree.
I'm a big fan of the Satchel. I know you guys, the man Satchel is...
No.
I'm a big fan.
No.
What do you mean I would be?
Like,
I'm a big fan.
Like wear it around your waist, the Satchel?
No, that's a fanny pack. I'm not talking about
so what's the Satchel?
Pack.
Like across your
cross
body?
Cross body. Yeah, like a shoulder, like a...
But why does it have to go across the body? Why couldn't it just go up and down the same arm?
Oh, because I'm getting active, because now it's a purse. You're trying to make it more of a merce, so you throw it over the shoulder. That's what you're doing.
I don't know. The cross body is never.
Yeah, but now, I mean, when you're wearing tight, I mean, everyone's wearing tight pants. Where are you putting your wallet, your phone? What if I have sunglasses?
It's trendy. The cross body satchel is trendy.
Especially now. I mean, yeah. I
aren't you going to want hand sanitizer? I'm going to need hand sanitizer.
Absolutely.
I can't carry that in my pocket. What happens if that's in my front pocket and for some reason I accidentally leave it open? Now it looks
now
like
is that the
my
genesis
pants.
For Satchel Paige's nickname? Because it was Maybe. A big satchel guy.
Maybe he's a big satchel guy. Indiana Jones. He had a satchel. Come on,
he did.
I'm telling you,
he had to be the coolest satchel wearer ever. I would think.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he wins that one.
Yeah, I would have a hard time disagreeing with that.
He wore that satchel beautifully.
Kevin Hart does wear a nice backpack in Jumanji. I can tell you that is the weapon.
You're not going to compare Kevin Hart and his backpack to Dr. Jones.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, as far as people that are wearing satchels or backpack, Kevin Hart did a great job in Jumanji.
Beautiful job. Ira Staten Island. Ira wants to talk something non-Jets. Mark down this date. Ira,
no
welcome.
Chance. No, he'll somehow weave this into Jets.
He's not going to. Ira, go ahead.
No, not even mentioning that. You talk about nicknames and, you know, who I tried to copy his game. Jerry West. Okay, I know he couldn't get over those Celtics teams, but he was known as Mr. Clutch. And in his college days and high school days, Zeke from Creek Cabin or something like that. I think Mr. Clutch for Jerry West is best because he's still the face of the NBA, the logo,
he is.
Right?
Yep, he's the logo.
And, you know, as us growing up.
Isn't it better? Ira, let's be honest. Ira, let's be honest. At this point, shouldn't he just be the logo?
The logo.
That's even that, I mean, that could be
the logo's
the best
the better
thing.
Nickname.
You know, Rick, that's perfect, the logo. That, you know what? Starting today, you said mark down this date. Jerry West's new name is the logo. Absolutely.
There you go. Brilliant. Mark it down. May 13th. And thanks to the call, Ira. Ira calls it a non-Jets topic. And here's the thing. He just stumbled upon something brilliant. Jerry West, the double nickname.
Huh.
Mr. Clutch and the logo.
Yes, that's.
How many guys have the double?
Not too many.
No.
Roger Staubach, though. Roger the Dodger and Captain Comeback.
Yes.
And
yes, he did.
Deion Sanders, would you go with Neon?
Or Primetime.
Yeah, I guess he kind of has two nicknames. But yeah, Jerry West, though. I mean, Mr. Clutch and the logo. That's going to be hard to top.
All right, here's another question, though. And tell me how you guys feel about this. How now do we all of a sudden now incorporate? Is it cooler to have a nickname that you're known as, or is it cooler to go by just one name? Like when people talk about you, it's just one name.
Like Maradona.
One name. One name.
See, I think one name, too.
One name is the ultimate, yeah.
Like that's iconic. Like, yeah, I mean, you're a whole different level, right? If you have it's one name.
Yeah,
it's
Tiger.
Like
Prince. Yes, Tiger.
Messi. Yeah. Prince.
Madonna.
Magic.
Prince.
Now, if you can be known as the one name as solely a nickname, that might trump everything.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Like, I mean, Magic.
That's rarefied air, and it's Tiger.
Yes. Tiger, yeah. Yep.
Because Jordan, it's just Jordan or it's MJ. It's not. Nah,
well, but I've been.
I mean, you can't just say MJ because you could be talking about Michael
Jackson.
Be
nicknames. So MJ really doesn't work.
Yeah, MJ doesn't work.
Yeah, but you usually just go Jordan. It's just Jordan.
Yeah, it is just Jordan. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Shaq.
That's not even the full name.
No, it's just Shaq.
Right. If you can shorten the full name and use just the one, that's another win.
That is another win.
The rules are limitless, really.
Yeah, you get the big hurt, Frank Thomas.
That's a great one. And by the way, Santiago has said, I was seeing how long I could avoid him before he had a nervous breakdown. He has said in my ear at least 10 times, are we not going to mention Ron Guidry?
I mean, goodness gracious.
Are we not going to mention Ron Guidry? Louisiana Lightning, another terrific nickname.
Also, they called him Gator, too, didn't they?
Yeah, and they called him Gator, yeah. That's right.
I'm surprised Rick hasn't brought up Randy Johnson's nickname.
Well, that's because I mean you already know why. That's what I use that myself. That's what I need.
All right, 800-919-3776. We'll still have a little fun with the nickname game. We'll get into the
that's what I call him, Chris.
New York football Giants.
It's Randy. Hey, Randy.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.